County,
Cartmel,
Lonsdale,
Bolland,
Burness,
File,
Grisdale,
Kendal,
Graduate,
the UK, Europe, and the world.
Live across Lancaster University, this is Bailrig FM News.
87.7 Bailrig FM. Your campus radio
station. The week's top stories.
Russia accused of war crimes in Chechnya. Plane crashes off coast of Libya. Chris Evans set to make a packet and sell in Ginger Media Group. Forged tickets ruin Liquid's millennium. And there are plans for new Lancaster pub. I'm Nicola Jones with the week's top world and national news stories in brief. Russia has been accused of war crimes by Médecins Sans Frontières over recent actions in the ongoing conflict in Chechnya. The criticisms come over the Russian military's move to prevent all Chechen males between the ages of 10 and 60 leaving for the neighbouring Republic of Ingushetia on the grounds they may be rebels. A Swiss-registered plane carrying oil workers to Tripoli crashed off the coast of Libya Thursday morning. Around half of those on board were successfully recovered from the sea. It comes just days after the crash of a Swiss Grozier aircraft on Monday, where all 10 people on board were killed. Karmapa Lama, the third highest-ranking Buddhist leader, escaped from Chinese-controlled Tibet to India using a difficult 8-day and 875-mile Himalayan route. The Indian government is now coming under pressure not to force the 14-year-old to return to Tibet, but to grant the boy political asylum. Former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet has been allowed to return to Chile. Home Secretary Drakstor announced after four independent doctors found Pinochet unfit to stand trial for human rights abuses during his 17-year dictatorship. The move has outraged human rights advocates who have vowed to challenge any release. Vladimir Putin, Russia's acting president and former prime minister, has been formally proposed as a candidate for the presidential elections, which are scheduled to take place on March 26. This follows Boris Yeltsin's New Year Eve resignation as Russian president. US heavyweight boxer Mike Tyson is being permitted entry into Britain to fight Julius Francis, despite his rape conviction. The predicted financial impact on Manchester businesses should the fight have been cancelled is believed to have been influential in the decision. And Chris Evans is set to sell his Ginger Media Group, which covers both radio and TV enterprises, for £225 million. Ginger Media, currently one of the bidders for the Lancaster and South Cumbria radio licence, which is currently up for renewal.
87.7 Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM News.
For Bailrig FM local and campus news, I'm Gemma Barry. Millennium celebrations at Lancaster's Liquid nightclub were tarnished and more than 100 people gained entry using forged tickets. Legitimate ticket holders were left standing outside the club until police were called to deal with the angry clubbers. Liquid's general manager Andrew Patterson apologised for the problem and expressed his anger at the forgers, who he hopes will be caught. There will soon be another pub in Lancaster to add to your pub crawl list. Plans revealed this week that the City Council has agreed to sell land at Dolphin Square to developers. The news has come during the controversial announcement of a Wetherspoons bar to be opened at the current JJB Sports Shop. Objections to the new pub were rejected on Friday at Lancaster Crown Court, enabling the £2.5 million project to go ahead. The old Mitre House car park, which many motorists fear to use, is going to be given a new facelift. The car park is known as a regular haunt for drug abusers and car thieves, but as a result of council plans to turn it into an official car park for the new cinema, the developers are paying £300,000 to the City Council for the makeover. The makeover will consist of a redecorating the walls in lighter colours and lighting being improved. It is hoped that these new measures, including the possible introduction of CCTV, will improve daytime use.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
And now with all the latest sports news, here's Bailrig FM sports correspondent Paul Turner.
Manchester United's decision to abandon the FA Cup and play in the World Club Championships in Brazil spectacularly backfired on them this week, as a combination of mediocre performances and poor discipline cost them a place among the finalists at the inaugural FIFA tournament. United, who were the pre-tournament favourites, were unable to show the form that saw them achieve an unprecedented domestic treble last season, and their only victory came against the distinctly average Australian side, South Melbourne. From the start of their South American vacation, United were under constant criticism from a Brazilian press who believed that they were not taking the tournament seriously. United did little to help their own cause. Alex Ferguson and his men did not endear themselves to the reporters by refusing to talk to them and excluding them from United's training sessions, a privilege normally open to all the Brazilian press. The Brazilian media were quick to accuse Ferguson have been only there to pick up a suntan and having little to do with the football tournament itself. United's first game against the North and Central American champions Necaxa of Mexico saw them unable to find the attacking penetration that would be needed if they were to progress to the finals against much tougher opposition. When United went behind early in the first half of their game with the Mexicans, it seemed as though they could pull themselves back into the game because they had most of the attacking chances. But when David Beckham got himself sent off for a rash challenge, the writing was on the wall and they were unable to find the breakthroughs they needed with only 10 men on the pitch. Things looked to be getting worse when Necaxa were awarded the penalty in the second half, only to have it brilliantly saved by Mark Bosnich. United likewise missed the penalty before Dwight York made up for his spot kick miss with a late goal. They were unable to get another, however, and the draw never seemed good enough to put them through to the next stage. Brazilian side Vasco da Gama had already beaten South Melbourne when United faced the full-to-capacity Maracana Stadium on Saturday. The deeply partisan crowd saw their side profit from two first-half defensive blunders from Philip Neville, with Romario pouncing both times to beat a stranded Mark Bosnich. The third goal was a work of footballing genius, with Vasco's striker Edmundo, who was out on day release from prison where he is serving a sentence for killing somebody in a car crash, flicked the ball over Silvestre at the edge of the area and turned on the spot to beat Bosnich with a clinical finish. It was a superb goal, worthy of the occasion, and United were unable to produce anything near as good on the night. Their late goal from Nicky Butt did little but offer them scant consolation. And after this defeat by the Brazilians, it seemed inevitable that United would crash out at the first round stage. United may have beaten South Melbourne on Tuesday, but the Australians looked more like a second division side than a team of world beaters. Even so, the Australians were unlucky not to score themselves after one of their shots hit the post and skidded across the goal line, but United ran out 2-0 winners thanks to two first half goals from Quentin Fortune. United have gained little and lost much from their South American venture. The press will be on their backs for months after a side which travelled with every intention of beating the world comes back with little more than a mild case of sunburn. David Beckham comes back with a reputation even more tarnished than before he left, and his showbiz relationship with Posh Spice has led to even more personal problems. United have lost any chance of gaining respect from their contemporaries for their foreign travels. The FA Cup is gone, and so is a great deal of their reputation. Only good performances in the league over the next few months will enable them to return to their position of dominance. This will not be easy. United's next game is against Arsenal on January 24th. And now with news of a shock resignation at Lancaster City and all the other local football news, here's Berwick FM sports correspondent Martin O'Boyle.
This week, Lancaster City have been rocked with the news that their visionary chairman Ian Sharp has resigned. In a statement to the press, Mr. Sharp said that he took the decision because it was becoming increasingly difficult to juggle his business commitments and his time at the club. Mr. Sharp has been chairman of the Dollies for two seasons, during which time the club has benefited from various improvements to Giant Axe, as well as the appointment of managerial duo Tony Hesketh and Barry Stimson. Mr. Sharp will remain on the board at Lancaster City, the club which he supported since 1972. Although he strongly dismisses speculation of boardroom unrest as his decision to stand down. His resignation comes as the Dollies enjoy one of their most successful periods ever, lying third in the table, and are set to face Worksop Town in a crunch FA Trophy clash in Nottinghamshire this weekend. Elsewhere, local sides Preston and Blackburn will reap their rewards for victories in the fourth round of the FA Cup, with lucrative ties against Premiership opposition. Preston, who defeated Plymouth 3-0, travelled to Goodison Park, the home of Everton Football Club, in their fifth-round tie, whilst Blackburn, 1-0 victors of Liverpool on Monday, will entertain Bobby Robson's Newcastle at Ewood Park in 2 weeks' time.
That's all from the sports desk for this week. For Berwick FM News, I'm Paul Turner.
Berwick FM.
The week's top stories.
Russia accused of war crimes in Chechnya. Plane crashes off coast of Libya. Chris Evans set to make a packet and sell in Ginger Media Group. Forged tickets ruin Liquid Millennium. And there are plans for new Lancaster pub.
Berwick FM News is produced and presented by the Berwick FM News team. Next scheduled update is on top of the hour.
87.7 Berwick FM.